What's going on, guys? Welcome to November's episode of Plus Club, the show where we play the games offered to us on PlayStation Plus, play them throughout the month, and at the end of the month, we talk about it. And so it happens to be the end of the month, so we're going to talk about today. My name's Seth.
I'm Chevy.
I'm Chris.
And we played Boltstorm Full Clip Edition and Yakuza Kiwami, and we are moving into a new month, so make sure to play Onrush and Soma, so much fucking easier to say, next month. Play this throughout the month, throughout December. We'll talk about it.
So much easier?
So much easier. and we'll fucking talk about that then as well. And our game of the month for this month still is Project Zomboid. We did that episode yesterday. Make sure to check that out if you're interested in our opinions on that. Chris could not join us because he has been back and forth between states doing a bunch of random shit. That one day he's like, you know what? I don't like you guys today. We didn't hear from him. Then today's like, what's up? I'm like, oh, hi. He likes to hop around the emotions. You don't see that part on the show. Secret. I pulled fucking rank, and I made next month, December's game of the month, Final Fantasy 14. Make sure to play that with us. It's an MMO, if you don't know. So if you're into MMOs, and if you like Final Fantasy, I think you, both sides will enjoy that game. Mm-hmm. And join our server, join our guild. Chevy, give them the info.
Data Center Aether, server Coral, guild Tasty Loot Gaming.
Yeah. So we can play that next month, or start playing right now. Pretty much there already. Also, real quick reminder, we have Discord down below. Link down below. Talk to us anytime, all the time. And we are on iTunes, Spotify, and other podcast platforms. If you'd prefer to listen to us, and if you're listening to us and you want to watch us, check us out on YouTube at Tasty Loot Gaming. I'm doing this a little better than yesterday. This is great. Yesterday, I really struggled with this fucking intro. I struggled with the whole episode. I was just like, I was trying to fucking avoid the light. God was taking me. And I was just like, not today, motherfucker. Yeah. So we played two games this month, Boltstorm and Yakuza Kiwami. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably safe for us to jump into Boltstorm first because I feel like we'll have more to say about Yakuza. If you didn't get a chance to play it, Boltstorm, whatever edition, full clip. Edition is a remaster of last gen's Boltstorm, made by the same guys who actually made Fortnite, which is really interesting, and Cliffy B. You play as a wild-haired Wolverine man, space pirate dude, and you run around, you shoot a lot of shit, and try and score big scores by environmental kills.
And spend said corn up score. Oh God, score on upgrading your weapons.
So you're speaking another fucking language, and you got a android buddy who's just a dick to you. And there's a lot of really,
You're giving your opinion while describing this game.
Old school humor. I'm being vague.
Yeah, the tones.
I'm gonna let Chris go first. I'm gonna go second.
All right.
Oh, me first.
Yeah.
Oh,
little old Chris.
And also, if you guys all want to say real quick, did you play the original?
No.
And is this your first time coming into it? Yes. Okay. So for transparency, I played the last iteration when it first came out, and I played this again. So, and you guys have not played it.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, the first thing I noticed within about 5 minutes of the game was the incessant amount of swearing for no reason. Now, I get that games can have mature language to be seem kind of edgy or just seem more realistic because people fucking swear all the time.
Don't you ever fucking point me. I edit these episodes. I'm sitting here listening to myself. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I say fuck way too much. It's a buffer word. It's like I'm loading.
It's his
Now loading, yeah. I also say and I don't hold back on those either. I have a whole fucking repertoire of
now loading.
What I'm saying. I talk quick. I gotta fucking load. Anyway, sorry, Chris.
It's yeah.
I got pointed out.
But it's to the point where it feels like an edgy teenager, like saying a swear word every other sentence, every other word.
Do me a favor. Let's really get down to this. Let's define what aged teenager, because I'm thinking like real young teenager, like almost not a teenager.
Like 14, 15 year olds.
Yeah, I'm thinking 13, 14. So I think we're in the same area.
Yeah, they heard it a couple times. They heard the older kids swear like once, and now they want to use it a lot because they think it's cool.
Yeah.
It doesn't really bring much to the story, although I think swearing is like sentence enhancers. They can really drive a point home really well, and in this, it does the opposite. It just seems vulgar to a point where it's just incessant.
Mm-hmm.
beyond that, the gameplay for me, I found enjoyable in the fact that it was kind of mindless. I didn't really find myself concentrating too hard to kill the enemies. There was times where I died because I wasn't really focusing too much, but I didn't really feel punished for it either. Overall, though, I got a sense of gameplay should have been more of like a rail shooter game to me. I think it could have achieved exactly what it is already, just being on a track, maybe like in a car arcade with extra buttons to control the lasso, the gravity lasso, which was in itself an interesting concept to slow down the enemies as you pull them towards you to kind of get a better aim at them. But it really felt like it would lend itself much better to a, you know, a railgun game.
Yeah.
It's beyond that, there's not much really to it, I could say, for me. It just, it's a teenager's railgun game.
Yeah. On rail shooter. Yeah, no, that's an interesting way to put that, because I have a lot to say on this, but one thing I constantly thought is how linear this game is, how much on a path you are, and how much you're being escorted, which is something that people used to complain about a lot in early Call of Duties. Well, after Modern Warfare 2, people start going like, well, the missions in the games are essentially like you're following a dude and they're like, all right, let's go. And you go up to their stack up, you kick it down, you shoot the guys. And they're like, all right, follow me. All right, there's a helicopter, get down. And you're just kind of like walking through a set piece. And just people are like, well, it's just like an amusement park. You're just kind of being like escorted through this entertaining environment. And this whole fucking game was that. Mm-hmm. The whole, like, I kept looking around, like, there is no freedom to this game. And the environmental kills they want you to do are just right there in front of you. There's the electricity thing. Use it. Mm-hmm. There's not a variety of it. It's that. Use that. Or shoot them and kill them in fucking a clip and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like one section of the map that I got to explore like a little bit, but even out there, there was nothing.
How far did you get?
I didn't get super far into the game.
Did either of you get to the mechanical monster?
No.
Yeah, I wanted to fucking shoot myself. We'll get to that.
But I mean, yeah. So the one point where I could like explore a little bit outside of where the linear like game was going, there was nothing there. So there's no point to exploring. It's just literally just.
I just want
to
know where that was, because I.
It was like inside like the first like weird metal shanty fort you got into. That's all I recall.
Yeah, and
they had like turrets, and you could go up on the wall.
It kind of looks like Borderlands.
Yeah.
And Josh actually said that when I was playing, so kudos to him for bringing that up. Because when I was playing, I was like, yeah, it does kind of look like Borderlands here. Because there's like marauders running at you, and it's like a shanty town, but it's all metallic. And by openness, it's more like when you walk in, it's like open like the first Resident Evil when you first walk into the dining room and there's the table and you can walk around it.
Yeah.
Like NASCAR. It's that kind of openness.
Yeah.
You have the freedom to be on that side of the table or this side of the table.
That openness.
I'm like, I got so much choices. Otherwise, I just walk forward or walk backwards. You got a lot of fucking choices and freedom in this game.
The one thing I did really like, and it's a very minor thing, I mean, outside of like the mindless fun gameplay, I thought, I really liked using the sniper rifle in the game, and I don't really like using sniper rifles overall, because I could curve the bullets. There is a sniper rifle.
Where'd you get that at?
There's a map, a bunch of water, and you gotta shoot across enemies.
Oh.
So yeah, you pick up the rifle and you aim it, and it doesn't fire until it's got a target locked onto it, and it fires the bullet, and that bullet goes out about, you know, like 10 feet away from the enemy. It slows down time, and you can control where the bullet is going because the enemy's trying to jump out of the way.
Why didn't I have that? I had like 6 weapons unlocked.
Oh.
Although I had one and then I died and then I didn't have it anymore. So I think you have to pick them up. So maybe I didn't pick that up.
I had the main gun, which is like some sort of rifle.
It's garbage. Cannon. Yeah, it's garbage too.
It is. The grenade launcher thing.
Yeah.
That like puts collars on people and blows up. Yep. Also garbage.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a shotgun that you can shoot someone like 3 times. They won't die. Or randomly it'll blow them in half.
Right.
It's just like luck of the draw. Like you roll dice and do you kill them or do you have to keep shooting them? Because it's more of a throwing weapon.
I shot someone in the legs and it blew their legs off and I got a thing for it. The next time I shot a guy 4 times in the legs and his legs were still there.
Yep. Yeah, it just throws them around.
Yep.
It's designed to just be like a wind gun. And then sometimes it's like, nope, it's a gun. It kills them. It's also like some weird grenade launcher thing I had.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, it was. I wasn't a big fan of it either.
I got to the collar gun, so that was it.
Yeah.
And the upgrades seem pointless.
Yeah, it's fair.
Hold more ammo, that's great. But the super moves are just kind of like, meh.
I didn't even use them, really. I mean, I got to a point in that game where I just wasn't even really there. I was, like, pressing forward and shooting at things. Even sometimes, like, I would just die, and I didn't even care. Like, I was taking damage. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. And then I respawn. I'm like, God damn it. Why am I still here? Yeah. Anything else?
No. Can't think of anything else.
Okay. I think everything you said is completely fair and more fair than the game deserves. I'm going to preface this by saying, if you are a fan of this game, I apologize. And if you like this game, let me know why you like it. We're still friends. I love you like a brother or a sister. But I fucking hate this game. I hated it when it first came out, and I hate it even more now. I remember when I first played this game, I was like, this game's such a fucking gimmick. And I feel like it's taking us back. Back then, I was like, wow, this is taking me back to really simple shooters. And playing it now, I'm just reminded of how much I didn't like it then, and now it has no fucking right to exist in 2018. Where to start? Okay, so the humor is awful. It's not funny to anybody. Maybe if you're a kid. Maybe if you're 8. It's written by teenagers, but I think you have to be 8 to appreciate. I think the teenagers did it to be edgelords, but I think the 8-year-olds don't understand it enough, and they just like that they said fuck. And that's why it's funny. The storyline's not interesting. The main character, all the character designs are garbage. I think they all look stupid. They're not interesting. The main character says the cringiest, stupidest shit ever, and he's supposed to be some kind of fucking captain. He looks ridiculous. They all look ridiculous. I hate the character arc of, was it Ichi or Ishii?
Ishii,
yeah. They slightly in the beginning of the game play off like he is like the responsible one of all these assholes. And then some shit happens. And then you're supposed to believe that the main character, who I don't even remember what the fuck his name is, Wolverine, cares for this guy randomly on and off. He's just like, no. And then after that, he's like, just like whatever. And then homeboy comes back as a fucking cyborg, and instantly it's just like slapping you around, throwing you around, talking shit to you. And your guy suddenly is just like, I'm gonna fucking help you, whatever. It's so lazy in its writing. I'm not even describing well enough, but I'm pretty close because it's that basic. Their dynamic almost does not exist in any way. There's a part where fucking they get in an elevator, and it's supposed to be like this scene where like they're having their differences the whole time, but now they're like, he gets a chuckle out of Ishii because he's like, and it's if you're gonna try and be funny, timing matters, tone matters. I'm not a comedian, but fucking like, I've made a couple people laugh in my life, and fucking listening to this dude tell a joke was awful. He's like, they're going up the elevator, and he's like, look at us. He's like, two handsome men on an elevator together. We should hold each other and make out. And the Ishii's like, he's like, I got a laugh out of you. I was like, that ain't like a joke. It was just weird. I mean, I'm not opposed to making a joke about fucking, what's up, baby? Fucking see? But the way he put like says it is so fucking lame sounding. It almost sounds like he's hitting on him. And it's so out of place too after what just happened. It's just like it's so bipolar in its tone. Like they're like action heroes 1 second, and then they're fucking making the dumb jokes 1 second, and then they're trying to be serious another second, and then it goes right back to the shitty jokes. So anyway, that's gripes about that part. Gameplay wise, it is fucking minimal. The control scheme is awful. It goes back to the time when Unreal had a very particular base build to it, where all games that were built off of it used either X or A, whatever system you're playing on, to run, which is awful feeling. It was in some of the Rainbow Six games. It was in a couple other games. I think there was a Japanese game where you could take cover that played just like Gears of War. Gears of War did it. So these guys did as well. It feels like shit when you play it. The shooting is not satisfying in any fucking way possible. They on purpose nerf the weapons because they want you to feel incentive. They're trying to push an incentive incentive for you to do the environmental kills. There's so many other games out there that allow you to have competent and fun combat and environmental kills. And you'll be, there's a, what might magic game was that? Dark Messiah, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. It's a game that came out a long time ago, but it was like a first person sword and magic game where, and it's built off of the Half-Life engine, same engine. Yeah. So it had physics and shit. And in that game, you're shooting fireballs at people, you're hitting them, you're shield bashing them, you kick them into fucking spikes, knock them off cliffs and shit, and it's dope as fuck. They did that right. This game came out way later, and you're standing in a fucking hallway, and there's enemies running at you, and you're unloading a fucking clip, and then you reload, and you're unloading a clip, and then eventually they die. Or you can use your fucking little lasso, and you can pull them to you, and for some reason they move in slow-mo, but nothing else does, so they're just, like, defying fucking the universe. Sometimes I would pull them, kick them, pull them, kick them, pull them, kick them, pull them, kick them, and the whole time the guy's going, I was like, this is...
I mean, they were stuck in a time loop. That is kind of terrifying. Well,
yeah, I don't blame them for screaming. I was just like, this is ridiculous that this is in a fucking game. It's kind of a cool idea, but it's not executed in a way that I think is great. But anyway, the guns are nerfed to incentivize using their specials, which are all just your basic fucking one-shot kills all. So it's like grabbing a rocket launcher in a game, which I know a lot of people have fun just by winning and killing things instantly. I like a little bit more nuance in my combat. I don't want to just go... dead, dead. So fucking you either are stuck with a gun that doesn't kill or an insta-kill weapon, or do what they want you to do. The gimmick that they made this whole fucking game around, they're sitting on the table going, wouldn't it be cool if there's a game where you could stack fucking kills and get points for different kinds of kills? And they like I said, they nerfed the weapon. So you're like, well, it makes way more sense to kick them off the cliff or kick them into the very obvious electricity wall. Or the very obvious spikes right there. And they always have one environmental thing in the area. It's never interesting. There's not like a bunch of different ways to kill them. It's always, this room is the electricity room. This room is the spike room. This room is the cactus room.
This is where I keep my cacti.
This is where I keep the fire. Kick them into that. So it just feels cheap as shit. So you got a fucking storyline that's not that great. You got characters that are not that great. You got writing that's fucking horse shit. You got combat that's not satisfying. You got environmental kills that are fucking lazy and boring. You have a whip that is an interesting prospect. I'd actually like to see that as a weapon in a different game, completely different game. Just bring the fucking whip over. It's interesting enough. The levels don't get any more interesting. It's the same shit over and over again. There's a part where you're getting chased by a monster they never show. They're just like, whoa, there's a monster behind you, and you're running, and it's like, oh, keep running. And it shows behind you, and you see like a shadow or whatever. They just didn't want to render it, so it's just like a cheap thrill, an idea. They're like, use your imagination. I mean, that's a nitpick. Yeah, and then I got a little past the part where you go to the amusement park, and there is a giant robotic monster that you get to control. You have to control it. You don't get to control it. You have to control it. And you use it as a weapon, so you have to tell it where to walk and where to shoot. Problem is when you have like eight dudes around you and they start unloading on you and you're aiming at one guy and the monster is slowly turning to find the guy and start shooting at him while he's flying in the air and shit and you're trying to keep the beacon on him while everyone else is fucking shooting you, it's hell on earth. It's awful. It wasn't fun in any fucking way. It wasn't a cool idea. It was just in my fucking way. It was a wall in my progress. And I was like, this is so fucking stupid. And they kept trying to build it up too. Huh?
It took forever to do that part too.
It's a long fucking sequence. Yeah. You just keep going. And the whole time they're like, yeah, I always wanted one of these when I was a kid. I'm like, you're an idiot. This thing fucking sucks. Pull your gun out, kill shit, be efficient. This shit's bullshit. Just walk it off a cliff. The upgrades are useless. They're fucking boring. The little hub, like you get them all the time and it's like, oh, spend your points. I would literally go in there and Josh is then watching. I'm just going ding, 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 ding. And I just hit the fucking button until I couldn't hit it anymore. I just go down and just buy everything real quick. I'm like, okay, I'm going on the rest of my life. The only thing that's redeemable about this game is it's 3D. They did that right. And you can play it. It works.
It does play.
It works. It does play. If you want to walk over there, you can do that. If you want to aim at this dude, you can do that. If you want to use the whip, you can absolutely do that. That's what they want you to do. And they cheapen the rest of the game, so you fucking feel like you need to do it. Yeah, hasn't aged well at all. It wasn't, the humor wasn't good then when I was younger. Not good now. It's way worse. Yeah.
Aged like a glass of fine 2% milk.
Yeah. Yeah, released back in 2008.
That's a vintage.
Yeah. Pretty much. I probably would drink that over this.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, I don't either. I'd hang out with it longer, though. I put the cup maybe right here and be like, whatever.
Maybe.
Not happy. I was just making fun of the game the whole fucking time I played it. Well, then there was the argument, too. I don't remember who it was specifically. I think I was talking about it in a stream or whatever. And they were talking about it was of its time. I don't agree with that, even though if you do believe that, that's your opinion. We can talk about it in the comments. But there was games of that time not doing that, doing what it did better. There's games way before that that did things better than that game does. So I don't think it was of its time. I don't think the humor was of its time either, because I didn't like it then. I don't like it now. It's a very specific – it sounds – the writing is a bunch of dudes probably back then in their 30s who were trying to make edgy jokes – that would appeal to who they assumed were probably younger people and just comes off as try-hard humor. Like you were saying, like, I don't care if someone cusses a lot. I do it all the fucking time. But there is a point where it's so excessive that it becomes like white noise. And then you start questioning, why is this here? It's overused and they had to decide to do that. So it becomes a hindrance to the way they portray the characters and how they talk, and they all do it. They're all the same character, essentially. They're all written by the same person. You can tell whoever wrote it just does not have a good sense of nuance of characteristics that make people people. They just wrote, I'm gonna make these edgy who gives a fuck space pirates. Mark. Yeah, that'd be amazing if he wrote it. Yeah, I hate this game.
I'll say it sounds like you're drawn to.
No, it's not that bad. Let's not get crazy. This ain't Life is Strange. This game plays fine, and the writing is just, it's just bad. It's not bizarre. It's not like an alien came to Earth and went, this is how a human talk, right?
It's juvenile.
Yeah, it's juvenile to the point where, like, kids, like I said, the only people who would enjoy it is, like, a kid who just likes hearing people say, like, fucking potty humor. Like, oh, that guy said fuck, haha.
He said a bad thing.
Yeah. The wolf man said something funny. Yeah, I have no interest in playing this game any further. I won't be returning to it. I've done it twice now. I'm not doing it a third time. They can re-release it on PS5. I ain't fucking touching it. Yeah. This is the reason why Cliffy B doesn't have a job anymore. This was the descent.
I didn't realize he was actually involved with the game.
Boltstorm?
Yeah.
Yeah, the main concept was his. The environmental kill shit. And the team that worked on it was Fortnite. The guys who worked made Fortnite.
It was Fortnite. Fortnite made the game.
Fortnite. Anyway, Chevy, what's your impressions on this? Let's lighten the mood.
Well, it ain't going to lighten too much.
Chevy liked it a lot. A+.
Game of the year.
Holy shit.
Let's
try to get me to kill my own brother.
Let's start with the things I thought the game did all right. So, the voice acting was actually okay.
Was that Spike Spiegel playing the Wolfman?
I actually thought that the people who were voicing the characters were voicing the lines they had well.
Their voices worked.
Yeah.
Talk into the mic. Okay.
The problem, as Seth brought up, though, is that the writing is really it's nonsense. It's complete nonsense the whole time. Like
every other sentence, yeah. They're saying something that, like, I would expect from a child, but the child's not witty enough to make up that cringy ass sentence.
There's no flow to what they're saying ever. They're literally, it's like they're hallucinating the whole time and trying to have a conversation about the things they're seeing, and it's changing every 5 seconds. Like, it's whoever wrote the game shouldn't write. that's as far as we're gonna go with that.
Stop being a writer.
Other than that, I mean, you can tell that the game, though I don't like the aesthetic of the game, it was the design of the game was actually designed well visually. I just don't like the direction they went with it. But the character models are technically, they're done well. The maps are
graphically, yeah. Sure.
Yeah,
I hate the design.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like it's definitely a game made by someone who had some money, right? And it does play without any problems besides like just not really being fun to play. Yeah. So I can't fault them for that. I think at the end of the day, what the biggest problem besides, cause I can get over like the crappy dialogue, just like I got over the atrocious proportions of the characters in Dragon's Crown.
That's a good game though.
Why? Because there's something fun there to do, right? I was not having fun playing this game. In fact, the whole time I found myself just kind of questioning things the whole time, and overly trying to figure out what they were trying to do with it. Because the whole time it feels like ideas are rampant, but nothing was ever like finished or realized. And they most definitely are trying to get you to almost play it like a fighting game, because you got to do all these different things to get your points up to spend, you know, on nothing. And yeah, to use all the gimmicks of the game, because they're not features when you're forced to use them. Features are accents essentially to your gameplay, like
mechanics. Like if you're playing a game and it's like a shooter, but like you can do this, you can do that, there's a couple of this, whatever. It's different than like, okay, you can either use the squirt gun, you'll kill them eventually, they'll drown, or you can use the hammer and it'll kill them.
But yeah, well, and
just pick one. That's all you do.
Pop. I'll use God of War as an example, right? The combat is very fleshed out and nuanced. I'm going to use that word.
That's a good word.
To allow any type of person to play, and they're probably going to fight differently than other people do. I relied...
Yeah, you play that game completely different than I do.
More on ranged combat until like an opening would come, and then I would go in there and hit them real hard and then get away from them again.
That's a good point, because Bulletstorm, you're either going to play that how they want you to play it, or you're going to play like I played it and not give a fuck.
Or you're going to struggle. Because like the whole time I'm trying to like just stay back and shoot, and I'm just shooting for days. And the game doesn't want you to do that. The game wants you to, like you said, do the environmental stuff, use the whip, kick people, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and they don't incentivize it in a creative way. They do it because they make it a necessity.
Yeah, and it's not fun because there's no... there's no flow happening here. Like when I'm playing God of War, for example, and I throw an axe to freeze a guy, I know it's because I'm crowd controlling that guy. I'm going to punch this guy for a little bit. When he stumbles, I'm going to grab my axe back real quick, power hit him to kill him, and then go back to focusing on the guy I crowd controlled. Like that's a whole thing that I'm able to think out and do, and it all flows together and none of it feels gimmicky in this. I'm whipping that guy because otherwise I'm going to spend all my ammo and I'm going to have to buy more. That's not fun. So, other than that, I share most of the opinions that Chris and Seth said. I'm not going to rant for too long. I think the game does very little right and does the things it does do. I don't think capable people were in charge of the decisions of making the game and the humor.
These guys made Fortnite. They're pretty capable.
Yeah, but they weren't in necessarily creative control.
No. So whoever the director was, I don't know if it's Cliffy B or not, but whoever the director of the game, people like this game though. I talk to people all the time who enjoy this game. So there's definitely an audience for it.
I'm sure there is. But there's also, I'm sure, a small audience for the 12-year-old or 12-year the making fucking Duke Nukem, and that game's garbage.
I don't know anybody like that one, but yeah, I'm sure somebody does. Somebody likes Drawn with Shit. I don't know.
It's probably a similar comedy. Yeah. The comedy's bad in Duke Nukem. The comedy's bad in this
comedy's game. Fucking awful in Duke Nukem, but that was a mismanagement of who they thought Duke Nukem was.
Yeah.
That's almost embarrassing more than like, this is just cringe lord shit.
Well, and nonsensical. Like, they'll literally say things completely unrelated to what they were talking about half a second ago. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
They're not talking to each other. They're just, they're like two dudes. One's like, I fucking hate you. The other guy's like, I like to drink. You're not talking to each other.
And then the other guy's like, I know you like to drink. You need to not do that. He's like, oh, you.
Well, see, now you're making him sound like they're talking to each other.
We kind of did a couple times. There's one point where Ishii's like, if you take a drink, I'm going to kill you.
And then you and
he's
drink.
Like, and he's like, oh, man. And then later you start drinking throughout the whole bar and nothing happens. And he's just, I'm like, so like, what the fuck was the point of that?
Like you're a disgusting pig or something like that.
Yeah, not that I would even expect him to actually kill him. Obviously, people's all, I'm going to murder you. Like, they're joking. But, like, why are they trying to portray him as he's some kind of hard ass, but there's no consequence?
Yeah.
There's barely even a discussion. And how the fuck is he going to stop him, let alone, like, you know, or not let alone, but without killing him? Obviously, he's not going to do it. But, like, it's just, it's stupid.
Yeah. But here's the sad part.
Because the drinking, he blames it because that's why everything happened. It's because he's a fucking drunk or whatever. But it's just like, it's so fucking empty. It's such like an empty idea. It's like, what if one character was a drunk and he just fucks up a lot? And the other guy doesn't like that he fucks up all the time and just tells him to stop. That's their characters.
Stop it.
Oh, God, I hate when you drink. Well, I'm going to drink. I know you always drink. Well, I'm going to do it. I'm never going to change.
Sounds like an abusive relationship.
Pretty much. That's the whole fucking game.
So when I started the game, and at the very beginning, you're doing an interrogation. And as soon as they started speaking at that part, I immediately went, oh, no. So the game very early shows its colors. And then its tutorial on how to play the game. I also knew that the control scheme was going to be difficult. And not like hard, but like not fun.
Just awkward.
That game would improve so much if you just replaced all their dialogue with different levels of like an air horn or like white noise or like dogs barking or something. Just get rid of the dialogue. The game would probably be better.
Just puppies whining.
Ishii and the main guy, just the dogs barking at each other.
Yeah, fucking he already looks like a fucking puppy. He's like, bah, 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 bah. And then it was like, bah, 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 bah. Like, bah, 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 bah. Like, I'd be like, dude, this game's fucking amazing. I'm just going to keep playing it. Because then all the ridiculous shit, I'm like, dude, these guys bark to talk. This is amazing. See, I would fix it. That would fix it. I got a couple other things I want to bitch about real fast.
Go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
So this game is also poorly made in some ways. I saw so many times enemies clip through shit, which is not indicative of a bad game. It's just another thing on top of it. I know other games do this. But it's really bad. I watched a dude, I fucking shot him off a cliff and I followed him, and as he's going and falling, he just disappeared in the air. Saw another guy hit the floor and just like fly through it. Saw another guy run through a wall while he's running away from me. He just went through it. I'm like, okay, bye, dude. The ragdoll shit. I'm a big fan of ragdoll in games. I love physics in games and I appreciate a lot of that kind of stuff. I mean, like, I'm playing Red Dead Redemption 2, and I'm like, holy shit, this engine is so amazing when it comes to physics. It's crazy. And then, of course, you'll see the fuck-ups in that, but the game's so impressive. When you see that, you're just like, what the fuck? And it's like an event.
Yeah.
This, like, it's stiff. People just kind of go flying, but not in a satisfying way, not like in fear when they got a good weight to them and you shoot them with pistols and they drop like an old person. When you hit them with a fucking shotgun and launches them, like, you get those instances, you're like, holy shit, that was dope. This ever just goes, this flop. They go, whoa, like, no matter what you kill them with. Or you take the whip and fucking throw them and they're just going, aah! The whole fucking time. And their limbs are just going everywhere like they don't have bones. They're just spaghetti people. I hate that. I had nothing to bitch about, but I forgot.
We should move forward.
Oh, there's a positive to this game. I have one positive. Okay, so if you're like a really big fan of a genre, one thing that will happen in a lot of conversations is people will hold you to that genre, which I think is kind of a foolish thing, because I think if you're a fan of a genre, you shouldn't like everything in that genre. I think your standards, I mean, and you might, and that's fine. You might be like so open-minded, you're like, I love all games, and that's awesome, because I love a lot of games too. But I think it's important to have some kind of standard. So I prefer this kind of game or this kind of game, or like, if you like fighting games, most people don't like all fighting games. They like specific ones. Some people like them all. I'd say Cody probably likes all fighting games. And that's not an insult to anybody. Like, that's awesome. I, you know, stick to like Soul Calibur or Tekken type fighting games. I'll play other ones. But I'm not into them hugely. I have been since I was a kid, a big first person shooter fan. I like the active combat, skill-based, in the moment, make a decision, shoot, get better at aiming, competitive feel of a shooter. Now, of course, like I said, people a lot of times will assume something. They're like, oh, you like first-person shooter. So any first-person shooter you most love. I like this game because it is one I can easily go, I don't like that one. Can't hold me to it.
Yeah, that was quite the story to get to that.
Yeah. Don't like that one.
So I'm afraid to ask, then. Recommendations.
Somebody else go. I gotta think.
So yeah, if you like games that are using essentially tricks and stuff like that to do kills and stuff, if you really enjoy that aspect, this game really wants you to do that. It's very forceful in doing that. So if you like the idea of using a whip to pull people towards you in slow motion so you can get that headshot or kick them off a cliff or stuff like that, you're going to be doing that a lot. And this is the right game for you in that regard. If you are one of those people who like, you know, enjoy, this can be a weird one, but if you enjoy playing a bad game to laugh at it with friends and whatnot, this is a great addition to
this
that.
Could be somebody's EDF though too. Somebody could recognize the game's bad but they still enjoy it.
And you know what though, and you said
EDF's not bad though,
and you said this earlier, you can, whoever you are, enjoy this game. I don't agree with you. And that's obviously...
I agree with them wanting to enjoy it, though.
Yeah. And if you like it, awesome. Good for you. And like Seth said, tell us why. Mm-hmm. Like, that's cool.
Keep it simple, please.
I'm never going to play this again.
Yeah.
It's just plain and simple. But I do think there is an audience here, obviously. It warranted a remaster. So it wasn't a failure. I just wrong audience in this room.
It didn't sell that good though when it came out. I think they just did it because they could.
Well, maybe.
I mean, they can only re-release Gears of War on Xbox.
True.
They just think put on everything. So that's some cash flow over on the old PlayStation.
Yeah. Well, my last recommendation then would be if you enjoy those old Unreal games, you know, same control scheme. So.
I got a couple. Okay, so if you are cool with really cheesy, bad, cringeworthy dialogue in a game and you like that kind of humor, because I know some people do, and whatever, that's fun.
Right.
This game's for you. If you like first-person shooters and you've played fucking pretty much every single one of them and you never got around to playing this one, check it out. You might as well. You might like it. It's got some decent ideas that I don't think were executed well, but you might disagree. You might like them. If you like physics-based shooters with environmental kills, this is a light version of that, but it's still that. So you might still dig it. It's not to my standard, but you might not care that much. You might go, this is fine to me. If you like anything that the Epic has made, if you liked Gears of War, you probably, even though I think Gears of War is a way better fucking game than this, and that's... I'm not a big fan of Gears, but I still respect it. You probably will dig this because it's the same mindset. They have a lot of the similar ideas. They didn't execute as well. If you like big set pieces, this game has that 100%.
Yeah,
they have big set pieces, even though the big wheel, that's the other thing I was going to bitch about, is really fucking dorky.
It is very dorky.
But it goes on for fucking ever and has a mind of its own, and it crosses a canyon somehow. Me and Josh were watching it and it goes off camera, and then when you see it again, it's rolling out in the distance, but if you look to the right of it, there's a huge fucking canyon that it somehow made it over. It's a very small nitpick, but I was like, this is ridiculous.
But it is a huge set piece scene.
It's a huge set piece. Yeah, so if you are looking at that going, and you're not like, oh, this is stupid the way they routed it. Why does it keep following them? Blah, 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 blah. You can still appreciate the spectacle. They put work into that.
For sure, for sure.
They had to program that. And that's me being as fair as possible. Like, there is merit there, 100%. And if you are one of those people who does like games with super weapons, you're the guy in Halo who likes to grab the fucking sword or the rocket launcher and just blast people and fucking blow them up, you might dig this because it incentivizes. It wants you to use your super weapons. It wants you to throw people into shit. It doesn't want you shooting them normally unless you have to. And so I think there's obviously people who liked this game, so I'm trying to realize where they're coming from.
Bulletstorm. Kick people to death.
Pretty much. I did a lot. That's pretty much how I killed most people. I just kicked them in the air a lot. I'm being overly critical on this game based off my opinion. It's not the worst game I've ever played. Like I said, I defended it against two games I fucking hate. So it's not as bad as those. Drawn to Death is fucking garbage and a fucking Ponzi scheme and a fucking tax write-off and fraud. I think the fucking IRS needs to go after those guys. Something is fishy about that game. I think people need to be put in jail over that game. Not the other one, though. No one needs to be put in jail. They seem to be sent back to Jupiter. Get more stupider, Chris.
You guys covered it really well.
Any recommendations?
I don't have anything recommendations to add, but there was something I was meaning to bring up before. This game would lend itself really well as a VR game.
Oh, maybe.
So when you were saying it's like a on-rail shooter, this game could totally be one with light guns and shit, mm-hmm. and having like motion control for the whip. Mm-hmm. That would have been fun. It would have been a great Wii game, a Wii U game.
Sure.
Making me move the character barely added anything to it. Like it's making really, you. It's really weird. I had to get somewhere.
You move that character right now. It's
like walk forward. I'm like, do I have to? I do it for me. It's a fucking hallway.
I have no recommendations other than what you guys have already covered. I have nothing to add to it. Just that this probably lend itself fairly well as a VR game.
And yeah, I think most games are interesting at least to see in VR. So that would probably up my interest. I think
Farpoint's a good example. That the game is literally a plain-ass shooter.
That game would not do anything on anything if it wasn't VR. I mean, like, I was playing, I'm like, this is neat in VR, but it's literally walk around and shoot things. That's it. There ain't no mechanics. Just fucking, there they are, shoot them. And you got that cool PlayStation fucking rifle. Well, I got it. It's neat to play like that. If you are into anthropomorphic animal people, you might like this game because the guy looks like a wolf man.
Oh my god.
I got a real question.
Furries.
Real one.
Sure.
Grade it. Which grade?
I don't want to yet. Chevy. Chevy. No, because Chris went first.
So D minus. This game sucks.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I honestly forced myself to keep playing it, hoping that at some point I might stop thinking about that I was playing it out of necessity, and it never happened.
It's like when you're in hell for so long, you've been tortured for so long, eventually you just kind of become numb to it.
Yeah. And, you know, it's,
unless Satan doesn't let you.
It's the roll the dice with the, you know, doing this show is we're obligated to at least play them. Yeah. Like,
well, and most of the time, we normally have like such good things to say about it, so I think it's fine every once in a while to just dig in and have fun with fucking... we can't like every fucking game.
No one does like every game.
And I think we pretty much like most games, so...
Yeah, and I like to think that we're generally pretty objective, but...
I'm pretty open-minded.
This game makes it pretty hard. The reason I'm not failing it is because it is a working game. The game does work just fine. It does have weird, like, you know, technical issues, like with the clipping and stuff like that, but... that you're going to get from point A to point B and you're going to be able to kill things.
So does Assassin's Creed Odyssey, though. But that game's dope as shit.
Yeah, well, those are different levels of polish, man.
Yeah, one's like a big-ass game with a lot of shit to it. The other one's a hallway.
So
walk down the hallway.
I mean, other than
who's
that,
a good hallway walker?
It also technically has a story that, you know, does progress, even though sometimes you struggle to understand what the hell they're saying.
Is she responsible? You're not. Ishii don't like you. You're not.
Ishii
want to kill
has
you.
Has done a lot of steroids and you has don't. Really bad rage. So
as soon as that motherfucker, okay, so the guy already died. So they bring him back. And as soon as he picks me up on my throat, he's like, ugh, and he lets me go. I'm fucking shooting him in the head. That's never going to happen again. You let me live after that shit, I'm putting you down. It's over. I'm not fucking ever dealing with that ever again, Ishii. I'm taking that fucking whip and I'm slinging it into fucking space, bitch. Fuck you, Ishii. And you're in the right. But if I'm Wolfman, I got to watch out. I got to look out for Wolfman number one, not Wolfman number two. Get the fuck out of here. Kano.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a little, it's hard to let that escape my mouth, especially after the last game we talked about. I went to the complete opposite side of the
spectrum. Yeah, you gave Project Zomboid an A-.
Yeah, so.
So, yeah. I'll just go. I'm going to give it a D. I'm not going to D-, going to D. Because it's the first version share that works. It's fine. I just hate it. But it's not broken. I really want to give it a D-, but I just don't feel it. I think at least it deserves a D. D is for deserves, yeah. And it deserves that D.
God, I was fucking beyond. I don't get bored, and I was bored out of my mind. So
yeah, it's weird because you could probably stare at a wall and not get bored.
I could watch paint dry.
Yeah, I would go insane, grow a beard real fast, and become like Tom Hanks on the island, staring at a wall dry.
Wilson!
Yeah, I'd be screaming all that shit and painting with my own blood on the wall. Talking to that crazy shit. Yeah, D. I'm not gonna go into it any further. You get where I'm coming from. Chris.
I'm gonna give it a B. No, I'm just kidding.
Holy
just
kidding. Shit.
My heart skipped a beat.
I was like, God damn it, Chris, you and your weird fucking gradings.
So after hearing your guys' grades, I feel a lot safer in saying that the whole time I just wanted to give it. I was like, D. Yeah, D.
You give it a D?
Yeah, that's
He's giving it the D.
For me.
It wants the D. The whole game's talking about that constantly.
Yeah. As much as I like mildly enjoy just blindly pulling and shooting enemies, it's not enough to keep me entertained for more than an hour.
You could do total. That in like Warframe.
Not like no. Multiple times, just like one time, 1 hour. Okay, I'm done. That's it. Never again. It's comparable. Yeah. Or it's a game. You can play it. It does things. Enough to pass.
Are you saying it's your drunken bar hookup?
I've never had one of those.
You just did?
Oof. Don't try it.
Oh.
At least you can give that experience like a fucking C-. Like, oh, it's crazy. I woke up the next day, I was like, holy shit, I can tell people about this. This game, I'm just like, let's not talk about it.
Yeah, just D. Just a D.
So two Ds and a D-. Yeah. Pretty low. Pretty low.
Yeah.
Like what? The humor. Low brow.
Oh, God. Emergency.
Yeah. Get out of the house. Let us know in the comments. What did you think of Boltstorm Kiwami? And did you play in the past? Did you play it now? What do you think of it? Let me know if you like it. Why do you like it? Don't be like, fuck you guys. I like it. That's fine. Tell me what you like about it.
Sure.
Tell me if the game gets better. I've actually never beaten it. If you don't like it, fucking please feel free to go on a rant. Tell me all about how you don't like it too. If you're in the middle, I feel a little alleviated. I had a rough day at work, and that was just what I needed to get that out. And yeah, if you're right down the middle of the road, let me know as well things you like about, things you don't like about it. I feel like that's probably the safest place people are probably at, because I feel like, you know, there's stuff there you might like and might not like. Yeah, let me know everything you're thinking about and give it a grade. The other game we played, we went a long time talking about that game, was Yakuza Full Clip Edition. Kiwami. And if you didn't have a chance to play that, it is the first of the long-running series, Yakuza, remastered, hence the name Kiwami, which is Japanese for extreme, I'm told, by the game, where you play as a guy named Kiru, who...
Kiru-chan!
who's essentially Yakuza. He's kind of working his way up in the ranks, and some shit happens, and he has to... start from the bottom now here. It is a third person. adventure, combat game, mini game, very much like Shenmue and other games like it, Way of the Samurai, where you
I miss that game.
Yeah, me too. Where you walk around your district of Japan, you do mini games, you do little side quests, you get to experience cool scenarios, and you play throughout a storyline of Kiru going from one point in his career in the Yakuza, dropping down to the bottom, and having to work his way through it.
Yeah, episodically.
Episodically, yeah. Goes through chapters. Yeah, so we all played this. Just before we get into this, I got to like chapter four. So
I'm at five.
Yeah. I didn't get super far into it, but I played it for a couple hours. And yeah, do you guys have any, and Chris, how far did you get?
Do you know? I don't know.
You don't know? All right. Well, we'll feel it out. And if you figure it out, we'll talk about that. Have you guys played any of the other Yakuzas?
No.
Cause it is important to, throughout there too, that, Yakuza came out here, back around the time that like Grand Theft Auto 3 came out and did not do well here because people were expecting a Grand Theft Auto type game because that was a new thing. People were like, oh my God, I can't believe Grand Theft Auto 3 exists. This is insane. And then Yakuza came out, that was going to be the same thing. It's obviously not. It's its own type of game. And people were like, eh, fuck that. And didn't do that well here. And then finally they released Yakuza 0 and Yakuza 6 here, and they actually did pretty well. So now it seems they are starting to re-release these remastered versions. There's already Kiwami 1 and 2, so pretty cool. So Chevy, let's go with you first.
Impressions, right?
Did we go with you first?
Chris last time? Went last.
Okay.
Time, yeah. All right. So I'm going to start off first and foremost that thematically this game does it for me in every way. Yeah. I absolutely love the way the game looks, even though the pores freak me out a little bit in people's faces.
If there's one thing about the whole look of the game, it's people are very porous.
Yeah.
They just stick a nice cold cloth on their face.
But other than that, character models look really good. So, like, obviously the main storyline, all the side, you know, characters, like girl A on the street looks generic as fuck. Mm. But anyone who's like storyline character is extremely realized character, very stylistic. It's very Japanese, like they're fitting an archetype usually. The voice acting, I'm assuming is good. It sounds good playing in Japanese.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get it, Chad.
And I don't know. I really like the pseudo sandbox feel you get. It's not a very big zone. It's really small. But you do get to wander around.
It's just enough for people to go, oh, I saw him over on blah, blah, blah street.
Right. And there's plenty of little locations and stuff. I have probably a lot more things I like that I don't like. So I'm going to do the dislikes first with this. And that is sometimes some of the missions are too much like a game that it kind of ruins the flow of the storytelling aspect of the game.
Do you have an example of that?
An example I would give would be the meeting at the funeral. I'm going to be a little vague about that.
I actually think that's the footage they'll be watching.
Yeah. That felt really drawn out. The first half of it did. The second half was fine because you're more involved, but the first half is a lot of like, where in the world is Carmen San Diego, essentially.
that was really interesting because that whole beginning part starts really well, really too. Fucking drawn out. Mm-hmm. And like it was very much like a game, but this game came out for PS2, so it's important to realize that it was more of a video game than like nowadays everything's trying to be hyper realistic and like, you know, an experience. For back then it's like there's guys walking patrolling. If they find you, like, who the fuck are you? And he's like,
yeah, and
who the fuck are you? And they're like, get out of here.
It wasn't restart. Awful. It just ruins the flow of the storytelling. Yeah, I think.
But then you get to a point where you're like rushing through and fighting all these dudes and shit. The music's getting crazy and like you're jumping through windows and beating ass constantly.
And that was fun,
knocking people out and shit. And that was like intense. I was like, oh, this is fucking cool.
It's all because the whole game, you like, you know, you run into fights all the time, and it's usually like 3-4 people. And you,
dude, you can be walking down the street and three dudes just stand there, all of a sudden turn around, they're like, hey, fuck you. And, like, starts and they start swinging at you. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna kill these kids.
Yeah, that doesn't stop.
And then you punch these fucking four dorks in their fucking dad's suits, and goddamn, they're all sitting on the ground just looking at you pissed. And one guy's just standing there holding his back, just like, I'm like, what were you doing? Yeah. Why'd you attack? Look at me, motherfucker. Who's walking around in this ivory white fucking suit looking absolutely like a Yakuza, and you dickheads and your little fucking,
I built like a fucking little church tree outfits. Trunk.
Yeah. You're going to come up and start swinging at me. And then after I beat your ass, after you attacked me, you're going to sit there and be like, oh no, leave us alone. What'd you fucking expect to happen?
Yeah. Go away, bully.
Yeah. Oh God. Why'd you do this to us? Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, it's cool.
I had to get that out.
That's a small, nitpick I have that I do think, and it is an older game, so I'm not trying to be too harsh on it in that regard.
Oh yeah, that's what we were talking about. I thought you were talking about them. I'm like, that's not a nitpick. I love beating their ass.
No, the flow of the game is inconsistent. I think is a better way to put that.
Sometimes.
Yeah. But for the most part, you're constantly being told a story. And at any time, you have the freedom after the first chapter, I think, to just kind of wander as well. And more stuff becomes available the farther you get in the story. And there's also events you can do which will unlock, you know, little secret places you can go and whatnot. It has a lot of random events, even though there's a lot of rinse and repeat in there for a PS2 game. I'm actually kind of impressed by that, to be honest. There's tons of mini games.
It's weird how back then people looked at that like it wasn't enough, and now I'm looking at them like it was ahead of its time.
It had a lot going on, yeah, for sure.
In some ways, I'm just like, they had some really good ideas.
And the story, though, you know, predictably dramatic, is entertaining.
100%.
Yeah.
Even if you know where it's going, it's portrayed in a really entertaining, fun, and dramatic way.
It's almost like you're watching like a Japanese drama on TV.
For me, and I've said this a couple times, I know like anytime I said it, you're like, but like for me, when I play it, it reminds me of if like there's a Yakuza anime. It reminds me of anime in the sense of like the serious nature going to comedic nature, the very flamboyant characterizations of, you know, archetypical characters. The guy running on Kyudo-chan, fucking, he's like obviously the
Majima.
Like, Majima, yeah. You know, he reminds me of that dude from Versus almost. He's very eccentric and weird and always wants to challenge you because he wants to, you know,
random fits of rage.
Best you. He wants to teach you a lesson constantly, and he'll pull a weapon on you. He doesn't give a shit, which is fucked up. Main character is very much, you know, you're stern and for him, do right. He's in Yakuza, so he's not.
You know what I like about the main character? Hmm. He's not a douchebag.
Yeah.
You're a badass, and when someone challenges you, you're like, okay, well, let's do this.
Well, there's a lot of times, too, where he's like, I'm not fighting you, and they're like, they'll insult him.
I don't have a reason.
Yeah, and then they'll insult him, and he's like, well, I can't let you get away with that.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, this guy's a fucking badass, because he's just like, I'm not going to fight you. And then they're like, fuck you. He's
walking down the street, and like three dudes will be harassing some chick. And you'll go up and you can choose to intervene, and you'll be like, okay, the lady doesn't want any, you know, from anything from you guys.
She don't want any.
And they'll be like, whatever to him. And he's like, you just need to leave. And they're like, we're going to kick your ass. Like, okay. So I really appreciate that because, like, he doesn't come off like overly white knighty either. He seems like he's just a decent human being who happens to be involved in his lifestyle.
He's a criminal with morality.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not a good guy, but he has a strict code of ethics
for sure
of the way things need to be done,
yeah,
correctly, and he'll abide by those, and he's strict by those, but he still follows the rules of Yakuza. If somebody gets their fucking finger cut off, he understands that's the point, like that's what happens here. But yeah, like if someone's being harassed in his district or wherever the fuck he's at, he's gonna enforce that you don't do that shit. Which is a really interesting, not Western idea. We have our own things. We got fucking cowboys and tough guys and shit. And, you know, with this game, you got a different kind of tough guy who's nuanced. I'm going to say the word again. I love the word nuanced. That you know, is he's a bad dude, but he's got that strict moral code. And it's a really interesting dynamic. Even in that mission where you bump into that chick and she's like, oh, he touched me, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, what?
Side mission, yeah.
Yeah, and like he's just like, I didn't do that. And some guy's like, hey, buddy, fucking you give me this money and we'll just look past it. And I just beat his ass.
I like how you have the choice, too. Like, pay him or tell him to essentially fuck off. And I was like, I ain't paying you.
Well, even I was like, fuck you. Even the pawn shop, which is early in the game, with the ring, you're like, you're a hardcore Yakuza, and this guy's like, no, buy it from me. And he's like, that's my ring. And he's just like, I don't care.
I don't like Yakuza.
And he's like, ugh, fine. And he like just goes and gets the money. He's borrowing like endless amounts from that one dude.
A lot of money, too.
And that guy's just out fucking. He's like, hey, he's making his life better. I'm going to do the same. And he like gets all pumped because he's like out there borrowing money. And the guy's like getting inspired by that.
He thought he was going to a whorehouse.
Yeah, he was buying a really fancy later.
Yeah, I just like how he's getting all excited about shit and stuff like that. That
well, he's like, I got to go find me one tonight, too. Yeah.
I also like the dialogue when he's like, can I trust you to loan me money? I'm like, that's a weird way to put that.
Yeah.
Can I trust you to give me money? Like, it's an odd way to ask for money. But stuff like that reminds me of anime in the sense that there's a goofy nature to it, but there's also a serious tone to it, too. When people get shot and killed, and they deal with, like, criminal stuff, mature themes, you know, bad things happening to girls, stuff like that. And, like, and guys, too, everything, but you know what I'm trying to say here. And it's just it has a really cool entertainment value to it. There's a lot going for sure. On in it.
And that fucking tongue. You know, and along with the whole, like, you know, anime or, like, you know, drama aspect of it as well. I think a great example of that is towards the end of the funeral part where the big, you know, bald dude, I can't remember his name. I'm awful names. Sorry.
It's like Kazuma. That's a
No.
Forgot his name.
But yeah, he shows up and the facial expression he gives.
I hate that guy's face.
Everything just opens up on his face. You know? I was just like, that is so awful that I love it.
Yeah, because he's always walk around. He looks like a fucking just pissed. Looks like a Neanderthal.
He's a really pissed off baby.
He's like, kick this fucker's ass. And all those guys run in. And then later when he shows up, like, he gets ready to fight and he gets crazy. And like you said, everything just all, including his pores, everything just opens up.
Yeah.
And I beat the shit out of him.
I mean, other than that, there's a lot to do in what is absolutely a linear experience that masks it pretty well. Because you
be careful though, because this is not a hallway that's trying to make you use one weapon.
I'm trying to emphasize that it is a linear experience. Because you go through, you know, chapter by chapter, and it's very much like holding your hand, but guiding you to go which direction to go. But you do have freedom. In between dialogues, you know, sessions. So I think it's a good blend, to be honest. So overall, I have a pretty good impression of this game, I would say. So
yeah, I already kind of dived in a bit, but it's interesting. I think my least favorite part of this whole game is the combat. And I don't think it's bad. I just think it's my least favorite thing about it.
It's plain.
You get in there and you hit people and it's satisfying. You get to like knock people's heads into shit. You get to pick up a fucking motorcycle and swing it at them and shit. It's ridiculous. And
street signs.
And most games, it would be like the center point of the game. Like, oh, you fight people and beat their ass. And this, it's like almost like a side part of the whole game. The story and the adventure aspect is the shining fucking jewel of this game. Right. When you get into combat, it's more like it's a consequence. This guy showed up, he wants to fight you. You got to fight him to move on in the story. And there's four separate fighting modes, which I think is awesome. That's something I believe they added because that's something they introduced in Zero. First off, I want to say too, this game is not only it's a remaster, but it's remade from the ground up. It is fucking insane. This looks like a PS4 game. I looked it up because I was like, there's no way this is just like smoother and shinier. This looks really good. I looked up a side-by-side comparison of the original Yakuza and this. Completely different games visually. All the animations and everything's exact same, which is super impressive, but the character models, the lighting, everything is completely different. They've like completely rebuilt this game, and that alone is super impressive because sometimes people just kind of up-res a game. They remade it. And then they brought the four different combat modes, fighting styles into it, which I think is really cool because it gives you options on how you prefer to fight. I obviously like the fast stance the most, but I like most of them for different reasons.
I actually like the fast and the very slow one the best. So
the wild one?
Yeah, because there's dragon,
not dragon,
brawler, fast, whatever the hell it's called. It's something like that, though. And then there's the one where you stand like this, and you're like a crazy
the
guy.
Wild one.
And the huge, over-exaggerated swings.
Start swinging, and like you don't block. You essentially just
you don't block, and you don't
just take the hits.
Yeah. So I found that most of the time I prefer the fast one, but for example, certain boss fights, the fast one I just couldn't do the damage, and they would almost be like, "Get off me!" And so I'd have to like switch to the heavy one and just rely on getting those good hits.
Yeah,
in.
I so. With the fast attack though, I was like dodging, like, and then I start going, and I go, and I fucking go,
trying to Bruce Lee it.
And I love that shit. But so that's satisfying. But I honestly could probably watch this game as a movie and still enjoy it. One thing that always, a word that always pops up in my brain when I play games like this, like Shenmue, like Way of the Samurai, any game that's kind of like this, like adventure story that's happening with some combat in it and mini games, is charming. These games are always charming to me. It doesn't matter what the subject matter is. The way that the Japanese companies make these games, they make a world that you just kind of enjoy being in. Mm-hmm. You like seeing how people interact. You like seeing what they say. You like seeing what they do. You like seeing where the story's going. You like the mini games. You like the combat. Everything's just always interesting. It's entertaining. The whole game is just entertainment. And at the core of video games, that's pretty much what we want. Mm-hmm. We want to have fun. And they really fucking nail that with these kind of games. And like I said, my least favorite part, and I still enjoy it, is the combat. I could watch this game play out. I could just watch the beginning to the end. I could watch like a fucking movie or an anime or something, because I like the characters. I like what they have to say. I think the dialogue, I mean, I'm saying pretty much the opposite of what I said with the last game. I think the dialogue is good. I like the humor. I like the drama. I like, even though the story is a pretty cliche storyline so far, it's interesting. It's fun and it's entertaining. I like seeing it roll out. I want to know where it goes, which is kind of rare for me because a lot of games, their stories, I get it. I'm like, eh, whatever. I've heard this a million times. But, you know, this one's done in a way that I'm like, oh, shit. I want to see what fucking happens between these two and where this is going. I like the... I got a soft spot for any game that realizes Japan in a way that I can walk around in it. I always like that. I don't know why. I like that in any game. Like, I play Grand Theft Auto and walk around a city. I'm like, this is crazy. Well, but like,
that's why you like Assassin's Creed games, too. You
100%. Get
this experience.
Yeah, the closest thing I'll get to, like, a remodeled time in history. That's awesome to me. That's one of my favorite things about Assassin's Creed. But Japan has such a cool, like, tight feeling to it. It's all like tighter streets and alleyways and little nooks and crannies and shops everywhere. And when a game does it right, they do it right. And this game, you feel like a lot's going on. And it's cool to explore and see what's happening. And all the quirky side quests and random events that happen are really interesting. I'm going back to, it's a main story mission, but when you're going for the ring or whatever, before it goes to the pawn shop, this little weasel guy steals it. And every time he fucking shows up, it'll zoom in on his feet. And he's like, and he just kind of comes flying in. And then you fucking have to go find him. And he's like hiding behind a fucking like a soda machine.
Vending machines, yeah.
Yeah. And you walk up behind him, turns around, and he's like, oh, you found me. And then like, you're like, give me the ring back. And he's like,
when he's hiding.
Yeah. And he's just out in plain sight. And I love it. And then it'll show his feet again. He's like, and it's like, fucking, he's just gone instantly. And then by the time you find him again, he's like, he's already sold it somehow.
Yeah.
Pawn like, broker.
How the fuck? When did you have time?
Yeah. And like, in this kind of game, I'm not even like, how the hell do you do that? I'm just like, that's ridiculous. Yeah. He's just like so good at what he does that you're like, it's so ridiculous that it's funny. And that's the kind of shit that I love. Like, I was watching, like, this is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
So yeah, the game overall is just really charming. Really, really entertaining. And it's really cool because I've always wanted to get into Yakuza. I played Zero a little bit and I kind of liked it, but I was like, this is kind of a weird time to get into this. Cause I'm really strict about like playing games as they were released and not in their chronological order, because there's a lot of things you will miss if you don't play the originals as they came out. because the other games were built from that. So Zero is going to have things that are probably going to reference back to the original Yakuza. So you want to play that. So when you play Zero, you go, oh shit, this is blah, 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 blah. It's built like that. It's like Star Wars, it's like all that stuff. You want to go to how they're released and then later do it, you know, in the chronological order. And so playing this game and getting for free, because I probably would have never dived in on my own. I would consider myself at this point, I haven't beaten the game, but I'm a fan of the series at this point. I like the game. I want to beat it, and I want to pick up Yakuza 2, yeah. Kiwami. I already have Josh's copy of fucking Yakuza 0 he left here and just decided that's mine now, I guess. And I hope they release them all in the whole remastered Kiwami thing, because I'm digging it, and I would like to continue the whole story.
Yeah.
Chris.
So, to me, what this game is a romanticized Yakuza movie in interactive form. It's full of like the Japanese tropes and stereotypes of how characters are supposed to act, and they really romanticize and make kind of a hero of Kiryu-chan, right? Kiryu.
Just Kiryu.
Kiryu-chan!
Yeah,
unless you want to be Majima for the rest of this.
He's running around the alley, he's just fucking Kiryu-chan!
That being said, there's so much to do in such a small space in this game. There are so many mini games hidden within each building. Like, I've played darts, I've played pool, I've ran around the city trying to help some homeless guy find a jacket.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so much and so much in depth in just this small little space. And like you guys said, the combat kind of seems secondary, but it's still entertaining. It's not like boring, like, oh, whatever. It's still got like a flow to it. It's still got like a feel of like, this is fun, I want to progress this further.
It's straight Streets of Rage, man. You just punch
Well, because even the only reason I even emphasize that is because some people might get into a game because they're looking for that combat, and they're still going to get it.
You get it, yeah.
But you're going to watch so much video, you're going to watch so much dialogue,
hours,
and go through so many mini games, and then randomly you're going to get in a fight, and it sets it up like okay, fight time, and you're like in a stage. And you fight the dude. It's almost like a mini game of its own.
Yeah.
And then you beat him, or you don't. You have to restart.
Super systematic.
And then you go back to the adventure. I mean, it's more about the adventure than it is the combat.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's even like batting cages in the game where you can win prizes and gear for it. It's just, there's so much to do. And just like, it's hard for me to put into words, but this is just, I really enjoyed this game a lot. It's just the super romanticized Yakuza movie, the game.
Yeah. I mean, it follows the formula of a lot of Yakuza movies. It's a video game. So, I mean, it makes sense why it was popular over there, not really over here until, nowadays with the internet and all that shit, people are more open to what would be more so like niche fandoms.
I also think the explosion of the indie game market when the AAA market was failing us has opened up people's minds a lot too.
To different kind of gaming.
Yeah, because there's some weird ass games that came out of indie games. So
sure.
The city feels alive to me. Like, there might be a couple occasions where like there's thugs set in like set locations.
Well, they're pretty easy to spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They look like they're ready for a fight.
But like the ones that have like interactive dialogue, it just felt so alive, like they were set in such locations that never felt like repetitive to me, and the events were so unique every time I did them. It's just a wonderful experience overall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, question.
Mm-hmm.
What, because I imagine both of you probably ran into Majima a couple times.
Yeah.
What was your favorite Majima everywhere moment?
I don't have a favorite. That guy's annoying as fuck. When he's chasing after you.
I think he's hilarious.
I think he's funny too. And I think he's a cool character in the story. Cause like, I like when you're escaping the funeral, fucking he wants to fight you, and then you beat him and he's just like, all right, dude, I'll see you later. He's like, careful out there though. That guy's going to fucking kick your ass. Like, he's just like, okay, you beat me. I'm going to try and beat you later. He's like, cause he's in a secondary way, he's kind of like a benchmark in the game of showing you that you are getting better. He shows up and he's just like, he's like, oh, you've gotten weak in prison. And he shows you that.
He kicks your ass.
Josh the whole time too. He's like, I was fighting him, and I knew he was going to kick my ass. You can't tell him the story. Yeah. And Josh is sitting there like, oh, try this, try that, and shit. And he's like, I don't think you can win this. I'm like, you definitely can't. Like, right. He's fucking insanely tough. And then the second time I fought him, I kicked his ass.
Steamroll him.
Yeah. And it's cool because, like I said, he serves as a purpose of, like, he's that, like, Vegeta character who's, like, always, he's your rival. He wants to fucking beat you. But he also, he talks shit to you, but he wouldn't care that much if he didn't respect you.
You're definitely his respected rival.
He views you as something he needs to be better than. It's that very, like I said, it's very much like Vegeta.
Goku-Vegeta
and Goku thing, yeah, where he's like, I got to be better than him. And so he fights you. He accepts the loss, but he's like, I'm going to fight you later, but good luck in the parking lot. He ain't helping you.
Yeah.
He's just like, fuck you. Like, you beat me, yeah. Like, if you survive, I'll fight you later, but yeah. You got to go fight fucking bald ass out there and his crew.
I like fighting him in front of, what is it, the Century Tower, where he's pretending to be a cop.
Okay, so
he calls you and says, don't come over here with any weapons or else you'll be in trouble. And I was like, whatever, fuck you. So I went over there looking for his ass, and he's dressed as a cop. I'm like, wait, is he really a cop? Like, is he secret undercover cop? But really,
did you have a weapon?
I did have a weapon. Okay.
You can't fight him if you don't have a weapon.
Yeah.
Found that out.
We got this big old fight. I had the swordfish gun thing.
I think I had a pistol. Yeah. And he pat me down. He's like, oh, kitty chip. You got to go to jail or fight me. I'm like, I guess I'm fighting you.
How's he enforcing that? Unless whoever he works for owns the cops.
He tries to be super convincing about whatever role he's playing. Mm-hmm. So my favorite Majima Everywhere is this girl comes up to me the street and insists that I should come to this bar she works at. Blah, 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 stuff. Or this guy. It was a guy, sorry. And I was like, no, I don't really drink it. And she's like, or he's like, I was told to find you and tell you to come have a drink. It's free. It's on, you know, type thing or whatever. So you get there. The bartender turns around. It's Majima. He's in a real nice suit. And he's going to serve you really nice drinks. He gives you the first one, free type thing. And he's going through and he's explaining the drink and the type of procedure it goes through to make it. It's super dorky. Like, he's romanticizing this drink like crazy. Mm. And you drink it and you're like, oh yeah, no, I see what you're saying. Well, like being like, you know, kind of like trying to sound like a connoisseur. And you go through a couple of these drinks, he starts charging you for it. And then all of a sudden he's like, all right, that's going to be like 5 million, you know? Yeah. And Kira's like, what? What did you give me? Like, he's like, top shelf, blah, blah, blah. He's like, if you can't pay, I'm going to have to take you out back. You know what I mean? And so I had to go fight him. Character. And then after you fight him, he's like, because your character's drunk at that point, so it messes with you a little bit. And he's like, you're such a lightweight. That was bottom shelf garbage. It was fun. It was a really cool, long side quest.
I didn't experience any of those. Or either of those two things. The only time I experienced it was like I was in the fucking walking down the street and I heard him yelling and I looked down and he was like low running down the street at me. Yeah, exactly. And I was like, what the fuck? And I like ran and he's just chased after me yelling at me. I could just hear him behind me as I'm running down a hall or a fucking alleyway. And I turn around and he's still cruising behind me. I was like, fuck. And I ran to a building real quick. I was like, that was scary.
Shaped like an L, just...
He's like low down and creepy. I was like, "Buh."
That whole quest line goddamn is Boba very Dick. Literal. Like the way you unlock all the moves in the Dragon Tree is the Majima Everywhere events, and he's literally everywhere. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I want to play further then because I want to see that.
Yeah. Whoever wrote him, they're amazing. He's
Dan McBoldstorm.
He's a blast. So. But yeah,
that was fun. Should probably get in recommendations because this is gonna be a long
episode. Long episode, yep. Yeah.
It's kind of hard, but if you like easy one. If you like Japanese culture stuff, if you like anime, if you like Yakuza stuff, I think this is a must. You've probably already played it. If you like brawlers, I think you'll probably dig this. But understand, you are getting into a game that has long. Cutscenes. I know there's people out there who do not like that. But if you like sitting back, watching something and then playing
Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah. Well, I've always been a huge defender of that. People are like, it's a movie. I'm like, yeah, but the story's really fucking good. And then the gameplay is awesome. So if you're not into it, you're not into it. It's fine. If you like those like day by day adventure games like Way of the Samurai, Shenmue, you definitely play this. It's very much akin to those. And if you like Japanese developed games, because they definitely have their own feel, more mechanic heavy games, check it out. Yeah, I mean, I honestly think everybody could probably play this, but I don't think everybody's going to enjoy it because they're either not going to care about how Eastern it is in its design.
I know a certain Irish member of the community probably wouldn't like this game.
Yeah, probably say some weeb shit about it.
North Irish, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
You're pinpointing. You're going to dox him? Yeah, and if you don't like cutscenes a lot, like you just want to get in and play a game, you hate sitting around watching stuff, you're probably, even if you could like this, you're probably not going to like it because you're not going to want to sit there. It's got long, long cutscenes, and the whole series is like that. So when I played Zero, it's even worse. I was playing that, and I was like watching a fucking movie. Me and Josh are just sitting there.
You went from the recent game to the older game, too, so...
Well, the recent one's telling more story.
Yeah.
Because there's more to tell, probably, because mm-hmm. there's a whole fucking... There's six games that Zero's got to fucking be... Yes, it's the seventh one.
Yeah.
But it's got to be the prequel.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of shit they got to, like, develop up to what's happened in the next six games. So, yeah, I mean, I'll keep it there. I think those are pretty good recommendations. What would you guys add?
It's super difficult because it's a game I would like everyone to like, but
yeah, that I want to be more successful
impossible.
For sure.
Possible.
Yeah.
This is a very unique style game. There is not very many types of games like this. You named pretty much all of them, I'd say.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a very focused audience for this, I think. But I do think everyone should at least try it because it is combat wise. It's a brawler, Streets of Rage, you know,
Fighting Force,
you know,
Golden Axe,
exactly those kind of
Dragon's
examples.
Crown, less tits,
a little
more suits,
more realistic tits, I'd say.
Yeah,
and less it abs. Is very story heavy. If you enjoy sitting there and getting a full story experience out of a game. I think that is kind of its strongest point.
If you ever sat around and watched a modern or contemporary Japanese movie, you probably will dig this if you enjoyed it because it's essentially like a modern Japanese movie.
Yeah. And I think I can speak for all three of us on this. And if you've been watching the channel, you know already, but we're all very big fans of, you know, Japan culturally and whatnot. And so when a game,
anime, video games, music, the whole shebang.
Well, when something represents it in such a romantic sense, it's really hard to not appreciate it for us, I'd say.
Yeah. It's a love letter for sure. And anyone who's into that shit is going to recognize that and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think otherwise you pretty much nailed it.
I feel like eye patches.
Yeah, Majima Sports one.
Yeah. Yeah, he's an asshole.
You guys nailed it, I think.
Yeah. I feel like mini games.
Oh, for sure. The
game's full of them. Yeah. The series is known for it, and they just get more and more mini games as you go on throughout the game.
Like,
so
it's a little difficult mini games. Like some of them are easy, but some of them are like the darts one is really difficult.
Yeah,
I thought bowling was at first, and then I figured it out, and I just wrecking it. So
there's a karaoke mini game in Zero. That's pretty funny because as they're singing, they have like different outfits on. They got like headbands and
oh really?
Yeah, and the background changes and shit while you're like. Hitting all these buttons and they're singing the songs ridiculously and shit. It's pretty funny. So last time, so we're good on recommendations.
Yeah.
Gonna have Chris grade it this time. He didn't go first last time, right?
Correct.
Okay. Last. Yes. So I am gonna give this. Oh, this is tough for me, but I think I'm gonna give it a B+. I think it's a really solid game. And I think it's a good entry point for anybody who hasn't played any of the Yakuza's like myself, because I found myself really wanting to get deeper into the story, find out what else happens further on.
Yeah.
It's just fun overall. I mean, it could use a little tweaking. I think the combat system could be tweaked a little deeper. But overall, it's really, really, really fun.
Yeah, for sure. It's a good grade. Yeah. Chevy?
I'm going to go a little bit lower, but not by a lot. I'm going to give it a B. It is a very solid game, I think. It does obviously suffer from being an older game. So there's some aspects there, even though they did a really good job.
Visually, it's a fucking modern game, but in its design, it definitely came out.
Yeah, PS2. And you can tell, because as much as I love the fact that you can go in random buildings and stuff like that, when you go into them, they're usually really small and there's not a lot of stuff in them. So, I mean, other than that, I think it's just an incredibly enjoyable experience. You get a really cool story. You get comedy. You get serious moments. It's drama. You get... the mini games and whatnot, which vary from playing this really perverted card game for that a kid teaches you how to play to playing, the crane games that are very, very popular over there. I know they're all over the world, but they still do them a lot over there. To going to different types of food places to heal, and you get to order off a menu the whole time, and it's this whole event. And then you're sitting there eating, and you're like, "Oh, this is delicious," and stuff like that. Because the Japanese, for some reason, in all their games, food love is food. Very big.
It makes me so hungry to play this game,
dude. Even bringing up a game, but like Dragon's Crown's full of food. I just picked up Odin Sphere because it's made by the same guy. That game's got a whole food
Final Fantasy 15
part. Final Fantasy 15, we've been playing that lately. Comrades, that's got a whole food fucking thing. Yep. Monster Hunter's got a whole fucking food thing. Every single fucking Miyazaki film has a whole scene just highly detailed food being eaten.
It's being ate.
Yeah, it's being eaten. Sucking it down. They're drinking it.
Yeah.
Turning into pigs.
Where was I?
Food.
Well, it's a B game. It's a fun game. I think most people can enjoy it as long as it fits within your wheelhouse of entertainment, obviously. I think some people might be surprised, so at least try it. But it does, like I said, it suffers from being an older game, and I didn't want to knock it too much for that, but it's hard to ignore. And the combat's okay.
I think the biggest part that shows off its age is the part where you're going into the funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's drawn out long and not in a clever way.
Yeah. And the, like I said, the building, I think layouts, they're okay.
The design, yeah.
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 Yeah. Picks, but that's what we're here to do. So
that's what I'm definitely here to do with everything in life. So I'm seeing a pattern, because last time you picked D minus, we did D's. I'm going to also go with a B plus. I liked it for pretty much everything you guys said. Yeah, Chevy's really mean. He goes just a little lower than everybody else. He's the fucking grumpy one. Already went into great detail on what I like about this game. To reemphasize real quick, it's a charming game. It's got an interesting story. It's very entertaining. It's ahead of its time in some ways. And for the things that are of its time, I think they're fine. They're just something that you go, oh, yeah, it's a PS2 game. The characters are interesting. The combat's fun. The minigames are fun. The random events that happen are interesting. The game still fucking holds up in 2018, which is awesome design if you can do that. This game came out on PS2. It's out in 2018. I'm not even thinking like, well, this is just one of those old games I'm going to play for novelty reasons. I'm like, this game is fucking fun. But the reason why I want to give it just a little more edge and give it that B+ is because this is a series that's been ongoing for a long time, and I've stayed away from it because I just was like, it's just not a series I'm into, whatever. And playing this, I want to play it now. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I missed out, and I want to make up for that. So if this game needed to do anything, it created a new fan of the series, and I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not going to be uninstalling this one.
I want to beat it. Yeah. I was looking, Yakuza 2 was on sale during Black Friday. I almost picked it up. I'm a new fan to the series, and this game did it. So it deserves a B+. I can't give it an A- because I'm not like in love with it, but I feel like I could be if I keep playing the games. So it's just the beginning for me, essentially. Yeah. Anything else?
No.
Let us know in the comments. Did you play Yakuza? Kiwami, did you play the original Yakuza? What'd you think of this? Did you like it? Did you hate it? Did you not play it? Why didn't you play it? Let us know in the comments everything you're thinking about when it comes to Yakuza.
Grade it.
Give us a grade, too. Fucking give it triple S. You loved it so much. Let me know why. Yeah, the coveted triple S. Legendary, mythical. We haven't even given a game of a fucking A plus yet.
Yeah, that's a tall order, man.
I have games I would give A pluses, but they haven't been on the show yet. So, but there's definitely some games. There's even, I'm about to say this year, I might have played an A plus. I might have.
I've played pretty close, I'd say.
Yeah, it's like right between A and A plus.
I have a feeling we're gonna have the same result next this day.
Yeah, me too. So. also, quick reminder: we're gonna be doing our game of the year in December.
Yeah.
So get your list ready. We're gonna be doing one game of the year, two runners up, and then we'll be kind of celebrating what a fucking crazy year it's been for games. But that's going to do it for this episode of Plus Club for November. As always, thank you for watching. Make sure to like and subscribe if you enjoyed this episode. Make sure to check out our other episodes. Check us out on Tumblr, Twitter, Facebook, at Takes Loot Gaming. Check out my stream and Chris's stream on Twitch. I'm Tasty Senpai, all one word. Chris is Tasty_fruit. Hit the notification button to know when we go live. And if you want to watch my streams on this channel, you can do that because I dual stream. We have a Discord link down below. Talk to us anytime, all the time. And we are on iTunes, Spotify, and other podcast platforms if you would prefer to listen to us. My name's Seth.
I'm Chevy.
And I'm Chris.
Until next episode, what should we taste Tuesday? Because we did these two episodes. We're not doing Taste Cast this weekend. Correct. Although I thought about doing it, but I was like, time I do that show, he's like, we already did three episodes already. I'm like, yeah, you're right.
I'm old and tired, man.
That was the original rule anyway. And then I was just like, fuck it, let's do the other episode. But yeah, until the next episode, have a great weekend, guys, and take it easy.
Get a chin. Get a chin.